Julian Assange has just celebrated his third anniversary in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. How is he holding up, do you know?
Yeah, celebrated is probably not the best word. He's been in there for 3 years now, and he just turned, I think, 44 last week on the 3rd of July. He's obviously resilient. On the day after the anniversary of him going into the embassy, WikiLeaks released a whole treasure trove on Saudi Arabia, and also shortly after exposed that the US government had been spying on the French government, the French president in particular, or a series of French presidents, which were pretty two dynamic releases. Like, the French took it very seriously. They summoned an emergency cabinet meeting and summoned the US ambassador, etc. And there was even talk in by some French ministers that they should grant Julian and Snowden political asylum in France. But the French have since said they're not going to do that. You know, he's very committed to his work. I was last in the embassy over a year ago. He's, you know, very hardworking and obviously very intelligent. And it's not a big space, the Ecuadorian embassy. It's about five rooms and a larger building next to Harrods there. And the building's actually, as is Harrods, owned by the royal family of Qatar. So it's hard to know. Sometimes when I'm pessimistic, I kind of think of Julian and Chelsea Manning as kind of prisoners of a movement, an anti-war movement that doesn't exist anymore. And that movement, which saw millions of people on the streets in 2003 to oppose the invasion of Iraq, and it just collapsed pretty quickly. And, of course, Julian and Chelsea Manning are in strife for exposing the nature of that war in Iraq, amongst other things. He's very resilient, and my doubt's more about the movement in general and how its capacity and its track record on supporting its prisoners. And to me, you know, Julian is one of us. Like, he's been an activist in Australia since he was 15 or 16. His mother was an anti-uranium, anti-nuclear activist in the 80s, and Julian's been getting in trouble for his activism since he was 16, 17. To me, it's really like that, you know, the Americans have got one of our people and they intend to bury him alive. And I don't feel that there's that much emotional connection, and there should be a lot more in Australia. You know, I think it was Dostoevsky said that you can judge the quality of a society by the quality of its prisoners. And in some ways, you can judge the quality of a movement, a radical movement, by the way it treats its prisoners. And I think we've got to lift our game in relation to both, to Assange and Manning and Snowden. But I say that myself as a former prisoner. I've spent 2 years in prison for anti-war activity, and I know the significance of solidarity from the outside, you know, and of, you can't underestimate sending a postcard to the Ecuadorian embassy and supported Julian to him personally, and I've seen him in the embassy when he's received that kind of solidarity and how appreciative he is of people standing, you know, as they have for the last 3 years across the road from the embassy in solidarity with him. You know, don't underestimate little bits of solidarity you can do.
All right. And is there anything else you want to add?
The Saudi leaks are very significant because a lot of this war on terror that we've been involved with for the last 13 years or 15 years had a lot to do with Saudi Arabia, from the hijackers who hit New York, 17 of them being from Saudi Arabia, through to the madrasas they support in Africa and Pakistan that provide the cannon fodder for the Taliban and for Islamic State. So, you know, Saudi Arabia is one of the great allies of the United States, as is Pakistan. So If you're really interested in understanding the nature of this war that looks like it's endless, that Australian troops are being deployed to, and there's 150 troops going from Enoggera in the next month to Afghanistan, another 250 from Enoggera, Brisbane, going later in the year to Iraq. If you want to understand the nature of this war, you have to understand the nature of Saudi Arabia, and WikiLeaks does us a great service by releasing these tables.
So this was one of their recent releases. When has the Saudi one come out?
Came out, I think, the day after the anniversary. It's been in the embassy about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, it's quite detailed. It's about how the Saudis are active in Australia and what groups they support here and what groups they're trying to suppress. You know, we're just watching all our civil liberties disappear with the government ranting on about terrorism, and there's no serious analysis or discussion about what the nature of this terrorism is, you know. And when you look at the nature of it, it's actually allies of Australia and the United States who are behind these atrocities.